I feel a bit of an imposter because although I've lived here in Burton many years longer than I lived in my hometown, which was London, I still realise that I am not a genuine Burtoner. But my only excuse is that my husband had lived here and we could trace his family back at least 200 years. Mm. So I think he did qualify as a Burtoner.
Definitely, yes. When you moved here from... during the war, or was it after the war?
After the war.
Right.
Yes.
Why did you move down to this area then?
Ah, well, thereby hangs a little tale. I was working in London in the Admiralty. And it was in 1948. The men... wasn't so many men left then, young men. And... they call for volunteers to help with the potato harvest. They gave several places you could volunteer to go and help with this harvest. Mm. It was just for a week. You didn't get paid, of course, apart from the Admiralty, but you were given accommodation, and I think 10 shillings a week, pocket money. Well, I came with a friend of mine, and we rather disagreed as to which place we should go to. She opted for Cornwall. I opted for Scotland. So, rather than quarrel about it, we got out a pin, and it came down centre on Burton Bradstock. Neither of us had heard of Burton Bradstock. So we settled on Burton. Unlucky for Burton, but we did. And that is how we came to Burton.
Right. When you came here, where did you stay?
Oh, yes. Now, that was very interesting. You know Bynbarrow? Mm. Well, there were some huts there, and they were built for displaced persons.
Right.
Stayed there after the war.
Had they been there before the war? Were these villages?
No, no, this was after the war. Right. After the Second World War. Mm. And we were billeted in there.
Right.
I always remember because we were taken out, a lorry used to meet us, take us to the farms. It was a wonderful week for weather.
Mm.
And it was really a wonderful experience. And we were given a packed lunch, which, as a delicacy, we had thick jam sandwiches. Well, quite a few of them were buried. And I, my friend and I had visions of, you know, a harvest of jam sandwiches coming up all over the place. But, oh, we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Which, did you remember the farm you were on or not?
Well, I know the one we went to, and I couldn't tell you how to get there, but it was at Dottery.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Right.
It was a most wonderful experience, really, because it was high up, and you could see the sea in the distance, and to a couple of cockneys, it was really...
completely new world, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
And
I fell in love with Burton Bradstock right then. Yeah.
And did you stay, or did you go back and to London?
Oh, I had to go back. Mm. I mean, I was still employed by the Admiralty.
Right.
We were only here for a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did you meet Dougie on that first visit down here?
Yes, I met him when we came down.
Mm.
I always say I picked up a lot of potatoes, but none quite like Douglas. Of course, Burton was different even then.
Mm.
You know, I mean, this was all fields here.
Mm.
And we were exploring. We didn't know Burton at all. And we were walking along Southover. And there was the little Dove Inn there, which also was quite different to now. And there was a sound of singing coming from there. And this dear lady came out and said, why don't you come and join us, girls? We're having a party. Of course, we didn't need much in those days. So we joined them. And there was this, they were all sitting round, and there was this one man, which happened to be Douglas, and he was singing an Italian song. But you knew he was from Dorset all the same. And it really intrigued me. And in this little inn, there were Latvians, there was all sorts of displaced people. It was most interesting. And the dear old lady happened to be another Northover. She was Douglas's aunt. I had to step very warily when I first came to Burton, because there were so many relatives. Yes. That's how I met Douglas, originally. And soon after, he came to London, and it went on from there. Yeah.